Seattle rents are among the fastest rising in America. If you can't afford to live here, you move elsewhere, or worse, every year there are more homeless people on the streets. Well, Seattle's mayor, Ed Murray, has appointed a committee to come up with a comprehensive solution to the housing crisis, and that committee is supposed to release its blueprint today. KUOW's Deborah Wong joins us for a preview. Deborah, what is this committee and what are they setting out to do?
Well, it's called the Housing Affordability and Livability Advisory Committee. That's a mouthful, but it's HALA for short. And it's comprised of 28 people from different perspectives. They include housing developers, tenant activists, community groups, business groups. And their task is to figure out how to create more housing for more people. Now, it's a kind of familiar tactic for the mayor, you know, putting a bunch of people with different agendas in a room, giving them a deadline, and making them agree on something. And that's how the city came up with the $15 an hour minimum wage law. And his hope is that this committee will come up with some big, bold solutions to the housing crisis.
Right. And last week, the Seattle Times got its hands on a draft of the recommendations that come out today. One piece that stuck out for them was a plan to get rid of single-family zoning in Seattle. What is that about and why is that a big deal?
Well, according to the draft report, the committee sees that as one of the biggest problems facing housing supply. Seattle is a low-rise city, lots of neighborhoods of single-family houses on 5,000 square foot lots. It's what a lot of people love about Seattle because it's a, you know, green city of neighborhoods, but it's also what makes the city expensive, some people argue, because that zoning constrains housing supply. Something like 65% of the city is zoned single family, and you can't build any more density into those zones. Now, we don't know what will be in the final report, but in the draft that the Seattle Times published, the committee argues that the whole idea of single-family zoning is an anachronism, and it used pretty strong language against it, and should be done away with. Otherwise, you'll never be able to meaningfully increase the supply of housing in the city.
So what would this committee do? Replace all those single-family homes, apartments everywhere?
Well, not necessarily. The draft report calls for single-family zones to be called something else, low-density residential zones. And they would allow more density, but still be low density. For example, the change could allow for duplexes or triplexes or more mother-in-law units or backyard cottages in single-family neighborhoods.
And how likely is this idea to fly in Seattle, given that now we have elections coming by district, so presumably neighborhoods having more power?
Well, it's going to be an interesting debate between, on the one hand, neighborhoods and people who want to keep the status quo, who like their neighborhoods the way they are, and who are already upset with how much growth there's been in the city and all the traffic and overcrowded schools and buses and all that stuff that comes with growth. And then on the other side, those who argue that the city really needs to change. And those change advocates are powerful because they include a bunch of different kinds of folks, tenant advocates, homeless advocates, low-income housing advocates, and developers and environmentalists, people who promote sustainability. They all want density. But it's important to point out that some of the ideas for those single-family zones that are in the draft report are not actually new. The city council has been experimenting with them for years. And there are a lot of other ideas on the table, too. There are recommendations to raise building heights, to reduce parking requirements, and to streamline the process of approving new development in the city, among other things.
That's KUOW reporter Deborah Wong telling us about this committee working on the problem of affordable housing in Seattle and planning and zoning region-wide. The committee is supposed to lay out its recommendations this morning. It looks like a lot of debate coming. Unlike the minimum wage effort, it doesn't look like much consensus on the Seattle City Council. We'll be discussing this further on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.